You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for an offering of light with Robin Chaney.
Robin Chaney.
Live from RobinChaney.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is an offering of light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
And welcome to Thursday night on A1R Psychic Radio. I am your first host of the night. My name is Robin Chaney. I am a healer. I have a dog, Gemma. If you just heard her bark, I'm very sorry. And it is a little... I'm trying not to feed her because I've created a monster by giving her cookies while she gets upset. So I'm so sorry. Anyway, I'm the first host of it. I'm a healer, and I am hoping to get the night off with you feeling good and positioned to move forward in your life. And I'm so sorry about my dog. We just have some growing pains while I uncreate the monster that I created. All right. So quiet, please, Gemma. All right, so since we have such a short time this evening, let's go ahead and get started. Whew. And remember, if you like what you receive tonight, you can go to my website. It's robinchaney.com, and you can see all of the other offerings I have. Ooh, I do want to mention that. Where's my calendar? I have a group session coming up. I think it's the 29th of August. It's Saturday, the last Saturday of August at at 12 p.m. on, I think it's August 29th, and that's Eastern time. So the tickets for that are $25. It will be face-to-face. It'll be online, but it'll be face-to-face, and I do live healings there. So if you'd like to do that, I would love to have you there. And if not, I'm glad you're here. So welcome to all the new folks, and welcome back to all the people who have been here before. I hope that I can be of a service to you. So let's go ahead and get started, and let's just start by getting comfortable, whatever that looks like for you. If you are operating machinery, please don't be comfortable, right? You can wait and watch the replay, okay? All righty, so let's start off with a deep breath in on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. Nice. Oh, big stretches. And let's do that one more time on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. I'm feeling some pain in my back, and I know that's not mine. All right. And I have a new printer, and it's like right here. Oh, you can see it. It's right here. Don't look at all that mess. It's right here. So I don't want to hit it because I will. So I'm going to be extra careful trying not to hit that. All right. So I did get a request from one of our viewers to work on her hand. Apparently she has a sore hand, and she's had, I don't know if she's had surgery yet, or I think she thinks she's having surgery. Sorry, I can't. I'm not straight with all of it, but so I'm going to work on her hand. It does feel like the right hand, and I believe she said it was the right hand, but I am picking up on the right hand right through here, actually. Wow. Okay. Okay. So we're just going to go in and work on her hand. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of information is coming through. I'm really sorry. So I'm just being quiet as I work on it. I feel like there's also a lot of other things that this person can receive light for. But since she only requested this, this is what we will work on, because that's all we have permission to do. Whew. I feel like a deep breath. Nice. I feel like a deep breath, which didn't happen before. Like it's concentrated like here, like this knuckle, but then also over here is originally, and then up the finger a little bit, and then this kind of entire thing, and then down a little bit. So, but anyway, that's where I am right now. That doesn't necessarily have to be where it is painful or where the inflammation is, but that's where the work is going on right now. It's also going up through the wrist to about here. It also feels like the bones aren't very strong, so we want to feed the bones, right? Feed the bones. So the bones are very strong, so that marrow is strong, so we can produce, you know, the white blood cells to keep your immune system strong, right? So I definitely want to keep those bones strong. So please contact your practitioner and see if they will advise you on how to strengthen your bones. Yeah, definitely need some bones. Okay, so I'm just going to do a little bit more on this hand. Now it's kind of going farther up and kind of in the middle, like farther up the arm and kind of down in the middle. But like, I don't want to move my hand at all, like from this position, like I don't want to move it at all. It still needs to be very sheltered, very supported, right? I think if you are removing your support, like I am just getting that support is needed. It's still needed. Okay. So just be very careful with it. All right. So I'm going to finish up here. Now I'm kind of down in here. Yeah, there's several things. So the healing process will probably take longer than you wanted to and longer than you expected to, just because of the state of the bones and also the state of the soft tissue that's in here. So like the ligaments and the muscles, and like they also feel dehydrated. So it's hard for them to heal. So ask your practitioner about hydration. Okay, especially for the bones and for the soft tissue and also just bone health in general, because you want to heal this. And it just doesn't feel like it has the resources to be able to heal properly or as quickly as you want. So I'm putting as many resources as I can in here. It's going up the wrist here. Just had to check the time because I also want to get everybody else, but I don't want to zippity doodah through this either, because this is, it's a mess. Like there's so many things here that need help. Actually, let me just concentrate on this a little longer, because it's also going in the hand down here, which I'm just picking up because I've been doing more healing up here. I'm just picking up this down here as well. Wow. Oh my goodness. This is a lot. This is a lot to heal. So yeah, ask your practitioner for the nutrients that your body needs to be able to heal this. Okay. You may feel this. If you're sensitive, my hand is going up and down. You may feel that energy in your hand as I do that, because I can actually feel it. So if you're sensitive, you'll feel it as well as I move my hand. My right hand is also still working, right? I still have light coming through that. But this left hand I can feel. So interesting. I love when that happens. If you're really sensitive, you feel this. It's so cool. Oh, I think it is. Oh, it's like laughing at your own jokes, right? Do that too. Anybody else laughing their own jokes? Oh goodness. All right, man, this is gonna help. Like this is gonna this feels like it's gonna take like some of the, like it feels like it's gonna take a lot of the pain away, which is great, but at the same time it still needs to be supported. So just because it's not going to feel as bad, still support it, right? Because it's still healing. You don't want to re-injure it. You want to keep it supported while it's healing. And it still has a good bit of healing to do. But this is going to speed up that process. Okay. Actually, now I'm going over into this side, like over here in the hand. Just kind of wrapping it around because everything is connected. So we just want to make sure all areas have some replenishment, just because the bones do feel fragile and the soft tissue does feel dehydrated and undernourished. Like, I'm just giving some up over to this as well. So these fingers might work better or feel better. You can do more, have more dexterity or have more things to do with these fingers and the thumb. But these two still need a lot of support, which you might want to support this middle one also, just to help support the other two. Okay. Let's see. All right. I think it's 8:10. So I only have like 2 minutes left. So Dave, I'm going to stand up and do big light for everybody, just so everyone gets some light. All right. So let me finish off this. I'm going to keep, I might have time, hopefully for like 2 rounds or 3 rounds of big light. So here we go. I'm going to move my chair. And I'm going to move my dog. Don't look at the, whatever you call it, the Amazon packages back there. I had some paper delivered because my new printer. Anyway, got some big light coming for you. So if you have something that you want the light to address, please set your intentions now, all right? If not, the light's just going to do what it thinks is best, okay? But I'm telling you, it knows better than all of us. Alrighty. And this is physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, situational, right? It will not go against a free will. So if you're wanting it for somebody else, you want to check with them, make sure you have permission first, or you want to talk to their soul, make sure there's some kind of permission for them to receive the light. Okay. All right. And for pets, it works on pets. You can give it to your pet if you want, right? Okay, here we go. So I know we're running out of time. I just have 2 minutes. Thank you, Dave. He just put that up. All right, so the drill is, I'm going to count to three. I'll say, take a deep breath in. You'll take a deep breath in. I'll call in the light several times, and then I'll say release, and that's when you can exhale. If you need to exhale before I say release, please do it. Please breathe, right? I don't want you to turn blue, all right? All right, here we go. Probably about 2 rounds of this. 1, 2, 3. Deep breath in. And light, 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 light. And release. Ooh, nice. That got some places. I like that. All right, here we go again. 1, 2, 3. Deep breath in. And light, 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 light. And release. Nice. All right. Oh, I missed that, Dave. Can you put that on the time on the screen again? How long I have? I'm sorry, I missed it. My eyes were closed. All right, we probably have like 30 seconds. All right, one more time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Deep breath in. And light, 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 light. Thank you, Dave. 30 seconds. And release. Nice. All right, one more quick one. We'll probably go out with this one. So, all right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Deep breath in. And light, 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 light. And release. That was it. Nice. Well, thank you all for coming out tonight. I am your first toast of the night, so you have several hours to go. I hope you get what you are looking for this evening, and I hope to see you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.